Good morning. It is Wednesday the 26th, and that freight train that is the NHL hockey bets stopped again at the sports books for another cash withdrawal. So we're just going to keep on trucking there. We're going to keep on going, try to keep making money all the way through the end of the playoffs. Let's talk about what we're going to do today. Now, I typically give the last game of the day. And that's what I'll do again. Colorado to win. I'm going to split this up. But a unit total. Colorado to win and under 7.5 at minus 105 in a same game parlay for half a unit. And then Colorado to win and over 4.5 in the same game parlay, minus 105 for half unit. It looks strongly like a 5-7 total here. But I do want to hedge a little bit. Typically, if you've been listening, you know that I have usually a stronger lean on an under or an over, then I'll just tease it down or tease it up and take the opposite direction of that. This one, I need a little hedge. Just in case we get an aberration of a 4 or 8, for example, then we just lose a very slimmest of margins, minus 105 on the losing side. Very, very slim, basically a push. And of course, the whole idea is that Seattle could win, and we're not paying the minus 180 or so for Colorado in this regard. So this is the way to play Colorado. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Colorado's a solid team, but I'm not going on the road here with Seattle. It's got to be Colorado all the way. All right, so then we move on. And the NBA has only one play, so I'll give it to you. Happens to be a late game anyway. It's the same game parlay, which I don't typically like to do in NBA, but rules are made to be broken within reason, within structure. We're going to take Lakers plus 10.5 and the game under 231.5, minus 105 for half a unit. Lakers only lost one game in the four. It was by 10. So that 10.5, if you want to just call it a comfort feeling, is logical there. There's mathematical reasons why it's probably not going to go into the double-digit range if they lose. And I think they could win. It's about a toss-up here. You got Morant injured, banged up hands, shooting touch is gone. I don't know that it's coming back. Yeah, Anthony Davis for Lakers is banged up hip, but that's pretty much normal for him. All these games have gone under this number except for one, the first game, and so the trend is going down, and that's even including the last game, which is overtime. So defense should be paramount here in a potential elimination game for the Grizzlies. So we're going to go for defense on the under. We're going to go with the Lakers plus the points because it should be close either way. And then we'll finish it up with baseball. The last one in the card is the San Francisco Giants at minus 110. So you're pretty much even money there. Standard football type odds there at minus 110. Just win the game. They have a pitching advantage here, and they're at home. Pitching advantage and at home at minus 110. There really isn't a lot of other choices there for that. You have to go with San Francisco or else just stay off if you're a Cardinals fan. So that's it. Best of luck.